fuel, feeding the machine. Balance. Our bodies have many automatic mechanisms to ensure internal balance, or homeostasis. It balances water levels, plasma, ionized calcium, potassium and sodium concentrations in the blood, blood pressure, and acidity. What we eat contributes directly to how our bodies balance out. A very important balance that our body requires is that of sugar or glucose levels. If we consume too much carbohydrates, high glucose levels can cause body fat to be stored. This contributes to obesity and other ailments that obesity brings. However, the biggest danger of high glucose levels is the continuous spiking of insulin in our blood, which can lead to insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. We should lower our carbohydrate intake because of its harmful effects. It doesn't help that carbohydrates are addictive and can cause various neurochemical responses, similar to drugs like heroin. Addicted to sugar. Sugar is addictive, and when we stop eating it, we can experience withdrawal symptoms similar to that of drug withdrawal. We can experience anxiety, irritation, and headaches during this withdrawal phase. We are told lies about carbohydrates, the biggest one being that our body needs them. We need to get off the sugar train and stop the sugar addiction. Fuel. The modern diet has been around for 10,000 years, but our bodies have not yet adapted to it. Our body is still designed to consume the foods that our Paleolithic ancestors ate, and we should continue doing so. We should avoid most carbohydrates and processed grains, and consume mostly protein, fat, nuts, and vegetables. We should avoid all processed grains such as carbs, sugar, most fruits. Some try to tell us to follow the 80-20 rule, which means that we should eat at most 20% comprised of the prohibited foods. This is wrong advice. We should follow the 100-0 rule, which means that we avoid the prohibited foods all the time. If you don't have any food to eat aside from carbohydrates, just don't eat. Fast. Fasting. Intermittent fasting can be good for you, especially if we have nothing healthy to eat anyway. Some of the good effects of fasting include 1. Improves function of cells, genes, and hormones. 2. Increases brain-derived neurotrophic factors. 3. Induces cell repair processes. 4. Induces detoxification process. 5. Induces loss of body fat. 6. Increases levels of endorphins. 7. Reduces oxidative stress and inflammation. 8. Reduces risk of insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. Aside from these, fasting helps us test our will and hones our discipline. Fasting also helps us avoid eating the poison of carbohydrates and sugar. Fasting can be done gradually until we can fast for up to 70 hours, such as the author does. We can start with skipping a meal, then two, then not eating for an entire day except for some water, tea, and some sunflower seeds. Do not think of fasting as depriving yourself. You don't need food all the time. Human beings can go for up to 30 days without eating. At the end of the fast, you will find that food tastes much better because we missed it a lot.